What do you got today, Marcos, for Goosies? No Goosies.
Well, good sir.
Well, good sir.
Yeah. Blue. Norman Powell met with the media yesterday, not just Tobin, like everyone else.
Stormy Norman.
He actually got word from the Godfather himself that always wanted him. Always wanted him.
That's Tobin. No, that's where you get that from.
This is a Godfather, apparently, and this is Norman Powell.
After I got all my medical stuff done, I was able to talk to the Pat on the phone. But everybody's text from Spo to Pat and the coaching staff, and everybody in the organization, they're super excited. They've mentioned how they've wanted to get me, and have tried to get me for several years now. And so it's always good to have that initial energy and excitement when you're traded to a new team, that they actually want you, and they've been had their eye on you for a long time now.
Goosey's galore, dude. I don't know what else needs to be said. If Pat Riley gives the stamp of approval,
Goosey's galore.
What else do I need to hear? Sold.
Oh, okay.
Goosey's to me. Well, like, why, you know.
But isn't that like a draft situation that Leroy always talks about?
Yeah.
Like, we got our guy. We got our guy. Yeah. Well, he's the only guy who was left. So.
No, he wasn't the only guy. No. But they were just saying in a position that, like, hey, Norman Powell always wanted him.
Okay.
See, you even know the tone in which to say it, right?
That's good.
Pat Riley gets on. They're going to trade us who for who?
Yeah. I mean.
Does he get, like, he's probably, does he have?
Well, basically.
Does he have, like, any.
Basically, here's how this went. They didn't want to pay him an extension.
Yep.
Simple as that.
No doubt. They should, you know what? You should extend reliable people like Kawhi Leonard and James Harden.
Oh, my God.
That's what you should do as an organization, dude.
Kawhi Leonard, when he plays, though.
Yeah, very good when he plays. But you know what's going to happen. He gets that
playoff. Remember, you wanted him, too.
Oh, did I want him?
Did you see the report about Kawhi Leonard?
What about it?
He has been practicing. Well, obviously, the season's done now. But he practiced all the way until the finals were over to get his body prepared for playing deep again.
Shut up.
Okay.
That's a stupid story.
All right.
He did that?
He did.
A waste of time. Just say you wanted to work out.
Who?
Kawhi.
He wanted to stay game ready playing deep into June.
Great. Yeah, that's the same. What is he playing against? You ever notice how these guys are always working out against like 5'8 guys?
Like Joe Bag of Donuts trainer.
And they have like the broomstick Nerf toys.
Yeah.
They don't have any tall friends.
Guess not.
You got the Goosies for Norman Powell?
Yes. I do.
Yeah.
I think he's
Goosies.
I mean, he's a bona fide scorer.
Yep.
So we don't have to wonder who else on the team can score. He's a scorer.
Yeah.
He's going to get buckets.
Jennifer?
I got the Goosies.
Exciting. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Goosies.
What about you, Marcos?
I indeed have the Goosies as well.
Goosies!
Oh, man. Love Mick Biamonte. What a legend. What do you got for us? Number two in Goosies, No Goosies, Frogboy?
I wonder how he's going to say Norman Powell. Norman Powell.
I don't know, but I loved when we were doing the draft show and Solana tried to run a Kasparis Iachachonis to Mike Biamonte, and he goes... Mm-mm. Okay, kid.
Okay.
He's like, okay, kid.
He patted him on.
Just gave him the look like, don't tell me how to do my job.
That's so great.
And to be fair to Solana, I thought he did a good suggestion, but Mike Biamonte's like, I'll work it out myself.
You know, I totally see that in the comedy club all the time, where like someone who's not a comedian will talk to a comedian and be like, yeah, you can use this in your set. And they always look at him like, Okay. Yeah, sure.
Thanks, guy.
Appreciate that.
Thanks. What else you got, though?
Number two, Simone Fontecchio.
Ooh. Now that's going to be a fun name for him to say.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. He had some admiration for the Heat prior to getting drafted here.
Always look at, you know, at this franchise, the Heat, with sort of a, like admiration, the way, you know, the way they let like young guys develop, the way they, you know, develop young guys, and you know, they played over the years multiple like undrafted guys, and you know, make them like big players. And I always kind of love that. And I think I'm kind of the same player because, you know, I wasn't drafted. I came to the league kind of late. So I think I can fit right into the team, right into the culture. You know, everything I earned in my life, in my career, I had to, as I said, I had to earn it, and nobody ever like give me anything, you know. And yeah, I always admired the Heat culture, you know, their work ethic, and I think I can fit right into that, definitely.
Wow.
It's a great mentality.
That is a great mentality. Got a lot of Eurobasket to watch this summer. Got Team Sweden,
mm-hmm.
Got Team Italy, got Serbia.
Team Mexico, how could we forget?
Of course, Team Mexico and Eurobasket. Oh, man. I got the Goosies. Welcome. You know, he seems like a great guy.
Goosies.
You know, why would I not have the Goosies, Leroy?
I mean, I'm not very familiar with his game, but I would say that it seems like they're adding a lot of wing players and guys that can handle the ball and stuff like that. So it'll be good to see some depth,
mm-hmm.
You know, where, you know, you have now four or five guys that can do a lot of the same things. Some guys being better than others, but yeah, I got the Goosies.
Jennifer?
He has the accent and the Italian KD in him.
He is Goosies. Basically he is basically Italian KD.
He's not 7 foot. What is he?
No, but six, KD, he claims KD came up to him and was like, hey, we're trying to get you because you're Italian me.
Italian KD?
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, for the practice squad is why they wanted him.
Why are you going to ruin his quote?
I'm just like, come on, dude.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I'm the Cuban Brad Pitt, too, while we're at it.
What?
Oh, what? What, J-Fig? What?
What?
Oh, but that guy could be KD, huh?
You laughed a little too hard.
It's a little
He's
what?
A very handsome frog.
Thank you.
I mean,
he's not even Cuban.
Oh, that's what you took offense to.
Yeah.
Cuban tree frog.
Mm.
Man, they are horny.
It's our season.
Up loud all the time.
It's our season.
I mean, you must live in tree frog area.
I do.
It's a hot frog summer.
Yep. What about you, Froggy? You got the Goosies from Simone Fontecchio?
I definitely do, but not for his admiration or his comparison. Strictly for his Italian accent.
Yeah.
Goosies.
What's number three?
Number three is a former All-Pro running back, probably going to be a Hall of Famer, Adrian Peterson. Signing up for a boxing match with the guy who he fought in the poker room.
What?
Which is actually his friend. Well, what's his friend? I don't know what's going on. Do you set up fights with your friends? I'm not sure what's going on. Well. But nonetheless, that fight from the poker room is now escalated to a boxing match.
That's how DC became a heavyweight. He didn't want to fight his friend.
He didn't want to fight his friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's how he became a light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight.
That's how good a friend he is.
Huh.
Even though he may have cheated on the towel.
Who is his friend?
Cain Velasquez.
Why not?
I'm going no Goosies.
No
Goosies. I remember the last time Adrian Peterson boxed, and it didn't go well for him.
Did he get knocked out?
Yeah, by Le'Veon Bell.
Knocked out by Le'Veon Bell?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude.
What? Okay. Does that change your answer?
You running back?
No, I'm not interested. I already realized you already got knocked out.
No Goosies.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I don't have Goosies.
Oh, man.
No Goosies.
Marcos?
Yeah, no, you're just, this seems like a quick check.
Quick so check, yeah.
Not really stressing that.
No Goosies.
Give us one more there, Marcos.
All right, look up in the sky.
It's a bird, it's a plane.
No, it's Superman in theaters tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They said it got the best. It's like 95%
really?
Tomatoes.
James Gunn, producer of Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know what? Maybe I got the Goosies. Okay. I know I'm going this weekend and my son wants to see it.
Superman?
Yeah.
There's a dog.
Like, here's what I can't.
They better have a great soundtrack because Leroy's not going to like it.
Here's the problem.
Good point.
It's always the same story, just done differently.
but a different actor.
Right, with a different Superman.
No, it's different.
And then he does like two or three movies. So my question is,
so you think he's going to fight Lex Luthor?
Right.
No, he's totally going to fight.
But first, he's going to be.
Right, he's gonna get shot with some.
He's gonna save like some kryptonite. Earth from an asteroid.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
but wait, guys.
Thank you, Superman. Remember the first Superman when he spun around the world and made it back up so he could save the reporter?
Yes, Lois Lane.
Lois Lane, yeah. And then there was one where they had a kid.
Yes, and Joker.
Joker?
No. No Joker.
Like well, there's one in one of the Killing Joke, if I'm not mistaken, or one of them, where Joker kills...
Excuse my ignorance on this, but...
Joker's not Superman.
Batman, DC. But Batman has a lot of villains, right? Like, he's got the Riddler, he's got Penguin. Superman got anybody besides Lex Luthor?
He does, but they're all... Because Superman's too...
Like, they're all powerful. Guys from his planet, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Nobody... Like, Zod.
It's like the abominable something-something.
Right. Is there anybody else? Like, does he deal with anybody but Lex Luthor?
No, because he'd just murder them. Like, if there's a guy with, like... Batman is a normal guy, so if there's a guy like, I got a riddle for you, Batman's like, we gotta take him to whatever. If a guy's like, I got a riddle for you, laser, brain, you're dead. Get out of here.
My son and I got into a very heated argument because he thinks that Godzilla versus Superman, that Godzilla's gonna win.
No,
and I'm like, I don't think so, dude.
Not even close.
Superman's gonna kick Godzilla's ass.
See, that's my thing about Superman. I like the idea of Superman. He's the best. But every movie or thing about it, it's just, he's so soft and like garbage. Oh, he loves this girl or something like
that. And then like somebody's got kryptonite.
Wow, that's what gets
he's so stupid. Yeah, always kryptonite. Somehow it's supposed to be a super rare thing, but everyone's got kryptonite.
Everyone has.
I know it's supposed to be super rare, but everybody got one in their pocket.
Everyone's got it. If, you know, man. You know what the problem was? They created a guy that was too strong, and they're like, oh, man, we need a weakness. Kryptonite. All right, I don't know. Sounds good to me.
You guys ever watch the show Smallville?
Oh, that was good.
Coming up?
Yeah. High school Superman.
Yeah, remember when he played football? And then he was like, I choose to go down when I get touched. I'm like, loser.
Loser, right?
Go be Barry Sanders of Iowa.
Come on.
You definitely be fast as hell.
Just cheating.
Yeah. Unhinged Superman is really what I want. That's what I want.
So Superman is like unrealistic?
Totally.
I mean, the guy who has the most villains, Spider-Man got a bunch of villains.
Got Goblin.
Yeah.
Sandman.
Ooh, Doc Ock.
Yeah, a lot of them. Mysterio. Venom.
Oh, what about the one that, that was Batman.
You into
Batman has a lot of them, too.
You into Fantastic Four coming out?
Oh, yeah, Pedro
Pascal. I don't know none of those people, except Pedro.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know who's in it.
Yeah, he's
Pedro Pascal's in.
He's in everything.
I didn't even know there were two.
Does he got Baby Yoda with him?
He does not. Different thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know. Does Superman give you goosies or no goosies?
It gives me the goosies.
It does.
I'm going, so it better give me the goosies.
I'm a fan of Superman, even though you know exactly how the story is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Dead South says Leroy's kryptonite, Las Vegas seatbelts. That's a reference.
That's good.
You know who's already a post?
I don't forgive you.
What did I do?
Wow. Didn't rescue him.
No, my favorite is the cab driver who didn't speak English, and he was just concerned for you. Just like, bueno.
I literally almost ripped the door off the car.
Take a break. Back after this.